It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
This is the perfect shirt. If I had more than one of this shirt, world domination.
This coat's definitely a keeper. I could pass it on to my kids if I want to.
It's perfect for warm weather and cool weather, so I take it everywhere.
I met the love of my life in these pants. I wear them everywhere I go. They're like a second skin.
It's my favorite because it's easy to take care of.
It's my favorite because it keeps me dry.
They're my favorite because they're cotton.
It's cotton.
They're cotton.
Cotton. It's your favorite for a reason. Check the label. Learn why at thefabricofourlives.com.
U.S. weather has been rather sporadic. Planting progress here in the U.S. is in line with the historical patterns, and our cotton growing buddies on the Texas coast basically are off to an excellent start, with most of those guys saying their crop looks like it's 2.5 to 3 bales an acre. Of course, it's very early. Talking about the start the crop is off to is being basically best crop I've ever had. Now, most of that acreage is Fibromax, so good weather is going to support those kind of yields, and I think at this stage we have to look for those kinds of yields. So it does suggest to us that USDA's 14.8 million bale production estimate for 2016 is something we need to be very serious about. The crop could, in fact, be that large. Granted, planting dates have not been optimum, just the optimum conditions anyway as we move into these optimum planting dates. But still, you know, we're still in May, late May now, so we've still got some weather problems. I'm reminded of just a year ago here in the Mid-South, it was 52 degrees this week a year ago. So it's not too cool, it's not too wet just yet, so to speak. Arkansas Boll Weevil Group came in yesterday and said that their acreage would be somewhere between 360,000 acres, and that's the level we were expecting, and that goes in line with what we're looking at in the remainder of Mid-South. As stated last week, the near-term bias in the market is up, and that came about, but also mentioned last week, the long-term bias wants to be a little bit down. We've got some heavy, heavy resistance sitting there at 65 cents, And July, as we moved to first notice day in just a tad more than 3 weeks now, I have to say that the optimal cash basis for old crop has passed us by, but growers are still going to have some limited opportunities to price into a July contract that's looking to hold 63 cents. The fund long rolls actually begin today and will continue for another week, that is, by the December, so July, in the speculative funds, and that's going to lightly pressure July a bit. I still am very much of the opinion that USDA made a giant error when it lowered exports a 500,000 bales in its most recent report. What we're seeing here, the reason for this Chinese hidden business, the reason for this Chinese business we're seeing, I think the answer is kind of hidden in the Chinese reserve auction sales. What they're doing, and it's consistent with what they said they would do. They were offering the imported cotton first, that's Australian and U.S. good middlings and strict middlings, and then they would increase the domestic crop sales as they came on, and they've done that just as specifically as they said they would do, but they're also in the market buying both U.S. and Australian quality cotton. Thus, the U.S. sales to China have been stronger than anticipated. And also, let's just say there's every evidence to suggest that what the crop folks in China tell us that they're off to a very poor start. Their planting conditions, they lost a good bit of acreage, and yet China still has to have some high-quality cotton to mix with the low-quality they have. So that's why they're still in the U.S. market, and I would anticipate that they would remain there for the rest of the year. So this trading range continues. Longer term, I get a little bit concerned. It may be, in fact, again, that once again, the Chinese import enough cotton to keep prices up above the 60-cent level. But have to be cognizant that we may not see that. USDA again told us the futures would average between 52 and 72 cents a pound, and we're right in the middle right now. Thanks so much. Get that gift of cotton today.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.